This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is 7 after the hour, Monday, November the 12th. The Veterans Day celebrations will be held today. There are a lot of things that we can talk about with regard to that. I want to get to the California fires, though, again, Jennifer. Please, if you will.
Sure, absolutely. Fire burning in California, fires, electoral fires burning in Florida, lots of fires everywhere. The one that's closest to me is the Woolsey Fire, and that has burned into its fourth night as Santa Ana winds have returned to Southern California. Now, over the weekend, the Santa Ana winds settled down a little bit, and firefighters were able to get a bit of containment on this fire, about 15%, 10 to 15%, according to Cal Fire on Sunday night. But this is a big blaze. It grew to 85,500 acres, which is nearly 134 square miles. And this is in an area north of Los Angeles, although pieces of Los Angeles County have also been affected. Right now, Malibu completely evacuated. Lots of damage there. Calabasas, that community, also evacuated. That's where the Kardashians are from, to put it in perspective with what we see in Hollywood across the country. A community called Oak Park, which is just south of where the Thousand Oaks shooting was, that is evacuated. Pieces of Thousand Oaks also evacuated. And 225,000 people are out of their homes right now in these areas. A lot of structural loss. Two human lives have been lost in this fire. The greater tragedy is farther north from us, which we'll talk about in a second. That's a campfire. But the evacuation orders continue. The winds are continuing in Southern California, not as strong as they were on Friday when this fire started, but clearly enough to cause worry and panic. This fire is now coming into Chatsworth. That's a community, Doug, where I work, where CRN yep. has their corporate headquarters, and now going into the West Hills area. So it's not done yet. It is they are allowing some people to get back into their home, but until the winds stop, they're not going to be able to get a huge handle on this one. So really sad to watch all the devastation. And the campfire, which is in Northern California, about 3 hours north of Sacramento, near Grass Valley, Yuba City is up in that area. They've lost, the loss of life up there is absolutely incredible. This city called Paradise is almost completely destroyed. Schools, houses, basically an entire town is leveled, and 110-plus people are still missing. I think the death toll for them is at 31 or 33, so that number is expected to go higher. And that was because it was such a quick-moving blaze. It went from 0 to 60 in no time at all, and people were caught in their cars trying to escape and not making it out. So they've got the human life lost up in Northern California is pretty incredible, spectacular.
And this is one of those, some depending on which one you're looking at, forest management is to blame. The fact that PG&E, the electric company in California, has not done what they've been asked to do, and now they have the balsam to go to the state, talk to the governor to try to get a way out of having to pay these suits. There are the families of the people that that died last year in the fire that are suing PG&E for billions of dollars, and PG&E says, well, they'll have to declare bankruptcy, and Governor Jerry Brown says, well, we can't let you do that. We'll have to limit the awards or some other nonsense, which is what you expect to come from him. It's disgusting.
More trouble is that PG&E is apparently maybe to blame for the campfire with all that human life lost because they had a sparked power line that came down, and that's just being
they were told there were three different areas that needed work. One of them was lines. One of them was the cleaning up of the old dead brush underneath or around their facilities. And I think there's one other thing that holds that they're being held culpable and responsible for, and they just don't seem to give a damn. And if the state of California bails them out, I would think there'd be a revolution there. There has to be a revolution anyway in California after the way that the elections turned out ballot initiatives, the fact that they underscored because they asked the question the wrong way about taxes on gasoline, that kind of stuff. What a disgusting
display. That happens all the time on every ballot measure.
Yeah,
you know,
it is
disgusting. Proposition 8 happened in California because it was worded in a way that people weren't even sure if they were voting against gay marriage or for it, and no one seems to know. And I don't understand. That should be illegal. It should be plain language for everyone to understand. This is what you're voting for.
Yep. All right. Speaking of voting, major races still seem to be undecided. It's a week since the midterms. So what's the scoop? There are a lot of high-profile races, or at least a couple of them anyway, that have yet to be decided.
Florida is the one that everybody is looking at. It's a disaster. And the way that
again,
it's going to go down,
Florida,
it's going to continue
again.
To be a disaster.
Again, well, again in Florida.
They found all these votes, these boxes of votes that were not counted, and then there were some illegal votes cast, and then there was the report that some ballots were damaged, and so poll workers were recapturing what was on people's ballots and resubmitting them. There are a lot of instances of fraud, so no matter what the result is going to be, this is not going to be the final, this is not going to be the end of the road. They're doing a recount, and that was triggered automatically because both the governor's race and the race for Senate are so close. So right now, everybody watching the recount go on, but in West Palm Beach, where many of these issues are happening, and in West Palm Beach and Broward counties, they say they're not going to be done by Thursday. If they don't turn in a result, a final result, then they'll revert back to the initial election night results, and that would spell good news for Republicans. If they are able to finish up their count, then they're going to turn in that number, which would be better news for Democrats. However, then Republican lawyers are going to say, well, wait a second, where did all of these votes come from? There's been a lot of hiding. There have been people asking for the amount of votes cast in Broward County, or, I'm sorry, in West Palm Beach. The number is somewhere around 770,000, but yet the number of votes counted, it's far higher than that, and they haven't released that number. So there's just, it's a big mess. This is not going to be over soon. It's going to be a big story for the next month.
The one that bothers me more than any of the others, from my perspective, is Georgia and the race there between Brian Kemp and Stacey Adams. I guess they're about 60,000 votes. But this crook, this guy who is Secretary of State, whose responsibility it was to make sure the election was clean, clear through it, and deodorized too, is the guy who benefits from all of the polling irregularities, the no place to plug in the machines that we use batteries, and the batteries on the strangely all go dead on the voting machines. Come on. Who is that stupid?
I haven't heard the stories of voter corruption in that state as much as what we've been hearing about in Florida, though. I think this woman lost. Whether you think he's a crook or not, I think she actually lost, and it was a close race.
I still think he's a crook. Yeah, but whether he won or he didn't win, I still think he's a crook. He's a disgrace to the Republican Party.
The thing that's bizarre to me is that he has the choice on whether he wants to stay Secretary of State or not while running for another position. If
they
he's
all
in
do.
Charge, yeah, and that's the bizarre thing to me. If we want to talk about problems with elections, that seems like a major one to me. He shouldn't have the choice to just say, yeah, I'm going to stay here and be in charge of elections while an election about him is going on. That's something that needs to change, I think,
they'll
throughout
never
the whole
change
country.
It because it affects them, because it happens on both sides. Think
They're
about
not
it.
Change
you can, as a congressperson, can run for president. You can run for multiple offices while keeping yours as a backup.
Yeah.
And nobody, Democrat or Republican, wants to change that because they always want their fallback.
That's right. That's what McCain did when he ran for president.
It will never change
last time.
Because of that.
So then, speaking of McCain, what's going on in Arizona? I don't know that I heard the up and the down and the sideways.
Well, that's another state where
Georgia.
It's an extremely close race. Now the Democrat, Kristen Sinema, is back on top of that poll. They're still counting. And this is what gets me. When people say their vote doesn't count, their vote doesn't matter, why should I turn out? My opinion doesn't ever matter. I'm watching a race I think I told you guys about that was separated by three votes in California. It's an assembly seat that's separated by three votes. I'm sorry. At that point, your vote does matter. And then, of course, you have to go through the recounting and all of that. And I think it's just more evidence for voting in person, provisional ballots, absentee ballots. I don't know. To me, it just feels a lot safer to walk into the poll and put your ballot directly into that machine.
All right, so we've talked about the fire. We've talked about the political races. We ought to talk about the situation with today being Veterans Day, it really isn't Veterans Day, yesterday was, but what's important to know about Veterans Day today, we'll get to that in a matter of moments. I want to focus with you on your weight gains, your weight situation, your weight problems. How do you lose the weight, do it well, safely, and keep it off? With Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, around for 30 years. This is something not only that benefits you in the weight loss department, it helps your energy level because the main ingredient is collagen, which is the protein in your body that helps to keep you young and strong. Collagen in Calitren, joint support. That's another one of the things. Those people who have arthritis problems, this is very helpful. That's what collagen does. It's the building block of your life. So when your body starts to decline because the natural production of collagen in your body stops, then you need to supplement, and that's where Calitren comes in. Taking Calitren amazingly helps stimulate your body to produce more of it. Thus, the nutrients will help your body function better and more efficiently. So lose the weight for all the right reasons and keep it off. That's the maintenance part of Calitren. That's why it works so well, because it's so easy, there's nothing that hurts, and it works. Taking collagen helps stimulate your body to produce more collagen, so therefore you can create more lean muscle mass, eat up the fat, get rid of it, lose the weight. All of this possible when you go to toploss.com. The website is toploss.com. It's the only way you can order Calitren at toploss.com. Use the DJV code. You save 10% on every bottle that you buy. And if you buy more than three, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com for Calitren. Healthiest way to lose that weight. Take it from me and so many other people who have done it so intelligently and kept the weight off. Toploss.com. Special 10% deal with the code DJV.
This important national health care update is brought to you by Hearing Help Express. How much would you pay to hear better? The answer is almost anything, especially if we guarantee your satisfaction. So in other words, we help you hear better or pay us nothing. Hearing Help Express has helped almost 1 million people hear the sounds they've been missing over the years. And right now, we want to help another 1 million people hear better. And with our free hearing consultation, we'll help you find the right device that helps you the best. If you're ready to start hearing again, call now and ask about our hearing guarantee, our free home trial offer, and free delivery. Yes, we even ship right to your door for free, and no tests or store visits are required. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How do I do? I could be just like Bruno Mars when I grow up, right? Bruno Mars ending his highly successful 24K Magic World Tour on a very high note, announcing he's going to provide 24,000 meals to Hawaiian residents in need on Thanksgiving. Mars wrapped his 200-date global tour at Aloha Stadium in his native Honolulu this past weekend. Concert marked the final performance of his record-breaking three-night homecoming stand at Stadium. His new record surpasses U2 and Michael Jackson's previous two-night sellouts at that Honolulu Stadium. The 24,000 meals, a nod to the title of his Grammy-winning 2016 album 24 Karat Magic, will provide aid to the Salvation Army, Hawaiian and Pacific Islands Division 48th Annual Thanksgiving Dinner Meal Program, all that sort of stuff. Every year, the Salvation Army over there provides a free Thanksgiving dinner for families all across the state and all the islands. Program made possible through the support of more than 900 volunteers. So, Bruno Mars making his mark in several different ways. What are we listening to now, Kara? What do you have playing?
His song Finesse, which was a big hit last year with Cardi B,
yeah.
Who I know is your favorite rapper.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine going through a day without listening to a tune of Cardi B's. All right, next up musically at 26 past the hour on the DJV show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen is a focus on Mr. Presley, Elvis. Be honored with a Presidential Medal of Freedom. President Trump selected Elvis as one of this year's recipients for the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Certainly is appropriate. Elvis defined American culture to billions of fans around the world, was the statement from the White House. Elvis fused gospel, country, and rhythm and blues to create a sound all his own. I can't imagine Trump saying this. I can't imagine him.
He didn't write this. This is from the White House.
Elvis served nearly 2 years in the Army, accepting the call to serve despite his fame. I don't think he had any choice.
I was going to say, wasn't he drafted?
He was drafted. Of course he was, yeah. And then they go on to talk about his 31 films, record-breaking audiences, television ratings, 14 Grammy Awards. I don't understand why he hasn't gotten this award yet, frankly. I think if anybody they have Presidential Medal of Freedom for a lot of people who have passed away, and he certainly has the merit. Crank this up. This is such a fabulous Elvis song. How great thou art. Oh my God, goosebumps every time I hear this. The heart and soul that goes with this. Listen. Let's see, Presley is going to join some other recipients, Babe Ruth, Antonin Scalia, Roger Staubach, Minnesota Supreme Court Justice Alan Page, I don't know why he's in the, but anyway, Senator Orrin Hatch, and Miriam Adelson, the doctor and humanitarian. So, all these people get honored this Friday with the Presidential Medal of Freedom,
I'm assuming Priscilla will be there to accept?
I would think so, yeah.
Right?
His daughter, both of them. 28 past the hour.
Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you?
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's Automotive News headlines. I'm Nick Miles. It has arrived. The Rolls-Royce of SUVs is here. The new Cullinan, named for the biggest diamond ever discovered. This is the first SUV from the company. We drove it off-road on a mountain in Wyoming without any problems. Even when it started snowing, the Cullinan handled the tundra like a champ. In the rear, the Cullinan has pop-out seating with a table so you can drink champagne from the onboard refrigerator while watching the sunset. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
It's country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards. Luke Bryan and country's hottest new artists kick off the night. Superstar performances by Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, Henny Chesney, Garth Brooks.
The greatest music ever. Country music.
Plus, can't miss duets. Jason Aldean with Miranda Lambert. Florida Georgia Line with Bebe Rexha.
The surprises will be legendary.
Brad Mason and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards Live, Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll is at 31 in the massive wildfires in North and Southern California. The Camp Fire in Northern Cal has killed 29 people alone, and that matches the death toll from the Griffith Park fire back in 1933. Governor Jerry Brown says with climate change, Californians need to get used to this.
This is not the new normal. This is the new abnormal. And this new abnormal will continue, certainly in the next 10 to 15 to 20 years.
Over 200 people still missing from that Northern California fire. The French President Emmanuel Macron calls out President Trump's boast of being a nationalist in a speech on the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. Macron saying nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism. and this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Celebration of Veterans Day, Monday the 12th of November on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Armistice Day, Remembrance Day, Veterans Day, Victory Day, World War I Memorial Day. There's a name, there are a lot of different names that have been used over the years that it depends on the nation, the country, as to what they call it. This was on this day, yesterday actually, because we are so convoluted here, instead of celebrating it, I think this is offensive, frankly, and you've heard that from me before. I really do. I find it very offensive that this sort of thing isn't celebrated on the day when it took place. The labor unions and their disgusting hold on political reality in this country. So there are all these holidays that were changed to Monday so the workers didn't have to work on a work day. And I don't think that's fair. I think it just annoys me. Anyway, bowing our heads in remembrance, something done yesterday at a lot of different places. I think the president doing that in France, but a lot of folks all around the Western world were observing this. The final settlement of World War I where the Allied and Central Powers signed the Armistice Agreement, was in the Field Marshal's railway car in the forest of Champagne in France. And so that's why the president went to France to actually have the celebration. That's where typically, when it's really being celebrated, that's where the acknowledgement is, because of the end of the war being pronounced, if you will, in France. So what are you doing, or what have you done in your family, Victoria? I've forgotten who it is that's a part of this, whether it was grandparents, your folks,
just
your grandparents.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, didn't he come over on the boat, though?
No, that's my mom. No. My mom's father was the only service member. Yeah, he was in the Navy.
Right. Yeah. And so was there any acknowledgement discussion in your family of the events of World War One, or what his place is in history?
Well, World War Two he was in.
Oh, he's World War Two. Oh,
yeah.
I was thinking about
I don't have anybody.
Nobody was in World War
I've got, I don't have. We've got a huge gap in our family. On my mom's side, my dad's from Ireland, so that's totally different. But on my mom's side, we've got my grandfather, her father, who was in World War Two, and then before that, it goes back to the Revolutionary War. So we've got a huge gap in American history of service members, but. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, just, I don't really know much about, except what we learned in school about World War One. World War Two was much more of a focus.
Yeah,
on
and it was caused by this agreement. World War Two is a direct result of what was signed on November 11th, 1918. It sowed the seeds for the next World War, because of the way that they restrained or restricted Germany in almost an inhumane way, even though the Germans had more than any other country caused the problems of World War One. They just really made it really easy for them to hate the rest of Europe, and was easy for Hitler to come along just 14 years later. 1932, Hitler began to make noise. And that was only 14 years after the signing of this armistice. And by the way, Hitler wasn't even a German. Hitler was an Austrian who came to power in an era. Austria was curtailed. The activities were curtailed as well because of their relationship with the Germans in World War One. But Hitler was not even a German. Never was a German. Which is really mind-blowing to people who think, you know, okay, the Germans caused World War Two. Well, They came to see what their role was at the hands of a Napoleonic Austrian. That's really what Hitler was, anyway. So what do people who are veterans have going for them today? What do they do? What do they have to say thank you to veterans and military active duty folks and some people who are off the clock, if you will, but still are veterans? A lot of veterans organizations have made sure one way or another that you can get a lot of discounts on a lot of things at a lot of stores today. You can get free meals at Little Caesars. You can go to McCormick and Schmick's. Schmick's, is that how you pronounce it? Schmick's, right? McCormick and Schmick's.
I don't know.
It's a seafood and steak chain. Okay. Honoring veterans with a choice of free entrees, you know, that kind of stuff. Olive Garden's doing it, Ponderosa's doing it, Red Lobster's doing it, Shoney's is doing it, Sizzler's doing it. There are all kinds of things that you can get as a result of your being in the service today in terms of special deals at restaurants. Also, you can go to Bed Bath & Beyond, get 25% off of your... For me, when I go through that, almost... diminishes. I don't know. It seems like it's all promotion, and I just think there's a.
But isn't it better though that we give a discount to our veterans than a discount for something else for some holiday that means nothing?
Yeah. This does, and that's why I'm so offended that it gets pushed off to Monday, because it ought to be something that people were engaged in full tilt yesterday.
Well, they were. All the stores were offering the same discounts yesterday, but yesterday's over, so we're only talking about
what's
available.
Yeah, I don't mean
like
that. I think, you know, I'm talking about the fact that it is put off. November 11th is the day, and this is when There were many, when I was a kid anyway, many days in school on November 11th that we would spend 2 minutes in silence to observe the commemoration of those who died. This was an important part of history in the United States. And I remember in junior high school, I remember in elementary school and junior high school, maybe even freshman year of high school, us bowing our heads for 2 minutes, like in silence, like prayer. And then
I don't remember having that day off from school, but all the schools are closed today.
Yeah, no, I remember having it off. Well, now let me think about it. No, I don't think we did have it off. I was thinking it was done the next day, but no, I think...
I don't know, maybe public schools do and private schools don't? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And the first introduction of Irving Berlin's song, God Bless America, by Kate Smith, it is in... it's supposed to be for veterans, was introduced on November 11th, 1938 at the New York World's Fair. Kate Smith's kind of signature song, that and When the Moon Went Over the Mountain. But it's an honor, it really is, to have these men and women of service around. And so maybe you'll meet some people, see some people today who have family that was uniquely connected to World War One. Hard to find them, but any veteran, say hello and thank you and have it have some meaning. Here's something that has some meaning. Those of you who are not getting a good night's rest, you need to find meaning in that pillow. And if you're not finding, you have a sort of come to Jesus conversation with your pillow, about your pillow. If you're not a MyPillow customer, what in the world are you waiting for? Go online to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, save up to 50% on great MyPillow products at MyPillow.com. Whether it's pillows, sheets, mattresses, all kind of the double duty here of buying any of the pillows that they have, because they make all kinds of pillows. You can see them in the catalog that is at MyPillow.com. Look at them. See what there is there and understand that you can buy any single pillow that's there, any kind of pillow, and get the second one free, no matter what it is. So get the right rest. Be conscious of how wonderful your bed can be. These pillows are made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. I think that's the coolest part. They will meet your every need. Use it for 60 days. Don't like them? Send them back. Get your money back. Visit MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV to get two of the world's best pillows at the... buy one, get one too. Get one free. I guess it's a two-for-one price, half price, whatever you want to say. All at MyPillow.com. Buy your pillows and your bedding and your mattresses at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
The natural habitat of a creepy doll is a horror movie. It can't help being creepy. It's that small fixed smile and those never closing eyes, always watching you, plotting, which you're imagining. It's mindless. But when the creepy doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them easy access to emergency roadside service through an award-winning app, it knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. The only question is, how did the creepy doll move from the bedroom to the hallway? I would get out of the house.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now on today's DJV program. How many of you remember the Hess toy trucks? One of the best-selling, longest-running toy brands in America, the Hess toy truck tradition. And we certainly are into the holiday season as far as buying things are concerned. And so I decided we ought to have, because this is such a venerable, in my mind anyway, from when I was young enough to play with toy trucks, get one for my grandson, the Hess toy truck. Elizabeth Mayhew is a contributing editor to the Today Show, columnist for the Washington Post, and the author of Flip for Decorating. She's worked for a number of publications. She, along with Justin Mayer, who's general manager of Hess Toy Truck, with us. So, Mr. Mayer, let's start with you. In my neck of the woods, the Amerada Hess stations are gone. They were sold out. Hess still is a major provider of petroleum products, but we don't see the Hess moniker around anymore. How will that affect the Hess Toy Truck? Because I usually buy them at the Hess service station.
You know, it's funny, though. Hess has been around for so long and was such a staple on the East Coast in terms of the gas station footprint that many customers never realized how big of a company Hess is and how far it stretched beyond those gas stations. We actually sold the gas stations back in 2014, and the toy truck, which was the legacy product that folks would trek out on Thanksgiving morning to go line up and buy at those Hess stations, it was amazing how quickly folks were willing and able to just move online, where we now offer them exclusively at HessToyTruck.com, and sales have continued to grow, and it continues to be one of the hottest-selling toys every holiday season, only online at our website.
All right, HessToyTruck.com. This is the service I'm going to go get one for my grandson. HessToyTruck.com. At what age, this is people like me like to play. That's just funny how little things become a staple. The HessToyTruck has been around for a long, long time. And
we're into five generations now at this point of folks that have, and I think that's what's so special about it is, you know, sure, it's a toy, and it's a great fun toy with lights, and, you know, this year we have an RV with, you know, two wheelie motors and an ATV and a motorbike. It's this great three-in-one combo, but it always comes down to the tradition of who is gifting the Hess toy truck to you and the relationship you have with that person who made sure to get it before it sold out, because it sells out every year. And so it really has become a special holiday tradition among millions of families for generations.
So,
yeah, Doug,
go ahead. Yeah, listen.
I was just going to pipe in. I mean, I have only had a relationship for 18 years with the Hess toy truck because, and I'm kind of here as a mother too to say that my son has received it every single year from his uncle, and it really is something he looks forward to, even at 18. So it does have this incredible legacy, and it's like perfect happiness, you know, and especially this year because, as Justin said, it is 3-in-1, so it's an RV with an ATV and a motorbike, and it has 73 lights, and it's just on and on and on. One thing I learned, which you may not know, that Justin told me, is the truck itself is so strong that you could actually stand on it. When you said about legacy and having it last, obviously it's a memory, but the physicality of it is also pretty incredible.
One of the things that I wish we could do is have a visual on this, because even if I go back, this truck goes back further than my age would allow me to have had the first experience, my first experience with it, and what they look like today. They've pretty much kept up with the way trucks look from the time when they were started, the Hess production was started, these toy trucks, to today, haven't they, Justin?
Well, it's really quite amazing, and actually we have the history of the Hess toy truck in picture form right on our website at HessToyTruck.com, so folks can look through that history, but it's really been amazing. We have a traditional commercial that's been around for years where the song that goes along with it is the Hess truck's back and it's
Hess
better than
Hess toy truck
ever.
Is the, yeah,
better
of course we
ever.
All knew that.
But that's not just a slogan. That's actually what we live by. Every year we try to come out with a toy that is better than ever. So the quality is better. The features and functions are better and more impressive. And so we take that seriously. So if you kind of look over time and you go back to what it was and what it is, it's night and day, and it's amazing how far they've come.
Yeah,
but Doug,
right.
Also, you really, one thing that's really interesting that I think Justin needs to talk about is how this truck is also giving back. So I think you should maybe tell Doug about the...
All right, we only have a few seconds for that. Go ahead, Justin.
We're donating over 20,000 trucks to classrooms around the country to use this the RV as a learning tool with a curriculum based on STEM that was developed by Baylor University. So it's a pretty...
All right. Check it out, HessToyTruck.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer...
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is movie music from the movie 300, which starred Gerard Butler, who is currently in a movie called Hunter Killer, which I thought was a great action movie. I don't know if great is the right word, but I thought it was very good. It held my attention. It was a good story. One of the best action flicks I've seen for quite a long time, mostly because it didn't rely, Chuck Curry, on CGI. It was an actual story with things going on with people and events in real machines and not some made-up nonsense with big Transformers and everybody getting killed and all that stuff. It was not a CGI movie, so it actually had a story to it. Meanwhile, okay. What other news do you have on Gerard Butler?
Well, it's his birthday is today. He's 48 years old, known for the movie 300. It was in Joel Schumacher's Phantom of the Opera, Law Abiding Citizen. I actually liked that film. I was with Jamie Foxx and did a movie called Bounty Hunter opposite Jennifer Aniston, who became his girlfriend in real life at the time. He posted a picture on Twitter yesterday. He lost his house. It was burnt to the ground in these awful wildfires.
In
Burbank.
The town, no, Burbank is up north. Paramount Ranch in Agoura Hills burned to the ground. That's where Westworld and many other more recent westerns have been shot, burned to the ground. It really is. I wonder how this will all affect movie making as we move ahead. Chucker's got a review of the top five movies for the weekend, plus a remembrance of an actor who had a voice that many of us remember, coming right up here.
We've all been there. That sinking feeling when the mechanic tells you the repairs to your car are going to be in the hundreds, maybe even thousands. You weren't planning on this. No one ever is. That's why smart people have CarShield, the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection. CarShield gives you peace of mind that out-of-the-blue car repairs won't derail your life. CarShield is committed to creating an exceptional experience by providing dependable, reliable, and affordable coverage solutions for expensive automotive repairs. CarShield has covered more than 600,000 vehicles and paid out over $1 billion in claims. There is a CarShield protection plan for every car and every budget. budget. Check them out today by calling 1-800-667-1125. CarShield plans include towing, roadside assistance, and a rental car while yours is in the shop. Do the smart thing. Call 1-800-667-1125. Again, that's 1-800-667-1125. Don't wait until it's too late. One more time, that's 1-800-667-1125.
All right, so Chugger, let's go through the numbers for the weekend, find out how well some of these movies did.
The new animated movie from Universal Studios, Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, scored $66 million opening.
Wow.
Weekend, considering we're now 2 weeks before Thanksgiving and a month and a half before Christmas, that puts this film in a very good position to do very well.
I thought there already was a Grinch movie like this. No?
Well, it was a live-action Grinch movie with Jim Carrey. Ron Howard directed it. That's got to be almost 15 years old. And then there was the animated cartoon which airs on CBS year after year with Boris Karloff as the voice of the Grinch. Bohemian Rhapsody, the Freddie Mercury story in Queen. Obviously, as I said, I knew word of mouth would be good. It dropped off just 39% week to week, $30 million, $100 million. In 2 weeks release on a $52 million budget. That's a hit. Overlord, a new horror film, placed third, $10 million. The Nutcracker and the Four Realms placed fourth, $9.5 million, $35 million in 2 weeks. And The Girl in the Spider's Web ran out the top five. That film did $8 million, so-so. Really actually a disappointing opening weekend. One other box office news of interest, the movie Venom, the superhero movie in the Spider-Man universe without Spider-Man over at Sony, this film's done $206 million now here domestically. In China, it opened over the weekend, Doug, $111 million opening weekend. Yeah. This movie's not gotten good reviews, but the public likes it. I liked it, but this is one of the rare instances now in modern movies where a barely reviewed movie bucked a trend and has done extremely well at the box office.
The Nutcracker has been called overkill, too much of too much. This didn't really fit into the theme of the original Nutcracker, and that's why it hasn't done so well. Do you think that's true?
I also think it's released way, way, way too early. Why release this film in the first week of November when you should really hold it to at least Thanksgiving?
Yeah. All right, I mentioned that there was a voice had died that was very familiar. I certainly, the haunting sound of the voice of HAL 9000 in the Kubrick film 2001 A Space Odyssey.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Iconic.
Oh, it was. He passed away at the age of 90. But that movie, Chucker, sort of, after that movie, I thought that was a horror movie. That was my definition of a horror movie. It wasn't. It's just scary as hell.
Yeah, and they just released it a few months ago for its 50th, believe it or not, 50th anniversary.
Yeah. Been around a long time. Chuck Curry, our movie man, 59 after the hour on the DJV show.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.